I think it's important to present alternate points of view. And traditionally, it's been seen as the moment you publish the enemy's, enemy in quotation marks, point of view, you're doing the country a disservice, which I think is essentially wrong. Because you have a group of people with grievances, and unless they get their point of view out, it's going to be hard to work at a dialogue in trying to resolve the conflict. That's one. Number two, the media, of course, also has to be aware that it shouldn't use those occasions to sensationalize the information they receive. They've got to ensure fair play and, more important, responsibility in contextualizing every act of violence, every statement of violence, and if it's of, it's only if it's of news value. If it isn't, if it's going to be there just for the sake of being there or some other dubious reason, then they are being very irresponsible.
Mr. Tekwani also spoke about the issues for freelance journalists reporting conflicts.
Well, yeah, I touched on that briefly, freelancers and stringers. Now, if they are trained, if a stringer is trained, great. But most publications tend to look for cutting costs, so they try and get somebody cheap. And obviously, if you're a highly qualified and trained reporter, you're not going to go cheap. So the quality of reporting becomes suspect, most often, not all the time. And freelancers, the only advice I'll have for them is if you're covering a conflict, you probably want to be in areas which are not being crowded by the mainstream media, because everybody's preoccupied with a particular event or a situation or a person. But if you've stepped back and, you know, looked around, and if you know your stuff, if you really research the topic well, you're going to start finding facts which are more relevant and important to the story than what everybody's rushing for.
When asked about common flaws the mainstream media makes when reporting conflicts, Mr. Tekwani suggested context is the main issue.
But some of them tend to take it to an extreme, and they think by just blanketing news, blacking out news, they're doing the readers and the country a service, which I think is wrong. It's important to contextualize. Whatever is of news value has to be contextualized.
Things may be changing, however, and it's down to citizen journalism, he said, for the following two reasons.
Well, I think the backlash is going to come, if it comes, and that is because of citizen journalism. Then media is going to be, it has to be on its toes, because you have so many people out there with the video cameras and mobile cameras, mobile phones with cameras, who are putting in stories. And some of the mainstream media has recognized the value of having citizens report for them. New York Times, BBC, they tend to do that. It's done two things. One is it's put them on the toes to be more alert to issues which they traditionally have not bothered about because they didn't think it merited space. And now they're looking at issues which didn't matter to them before. And number two is they're improving their methods of authentication and verifying information that they get. So I think it's for the good.